a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees. I pray. Can't you say goodbye to the good old days? They're never coming back. Watch a future.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? Happy Monday night. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? It's your boy Chef Blum coming at you live right here on a Monday night as we are well into the hundreds here in the episodes of this very program right now. How are you? What's going on? How was your day? I hope your day was fantastic as we still are digging out of the snow here in the great white northeast as I'm cracking the top right now on a nice cold one for this conversation tonight, which I'm looking forward to with our good friend Adam from Chef Spoons. Chefspoons.com. This guy is awesome. It's all about the young culinary entrepreneur. That's what this episode is going to be talking about. If you guys, excuse me, if you missed the pre-show on Stationhead, we did a pre-show for about an hour and 10 minutes or so on Stationhead tonight. Stationhead's a phenomenal new app that's changing social media. This app is going to go live here very soon. It gives everyone the opportunity to broadcast, talk hard, and pump up the volume, just like Christian Slater back in 1991. And I know only six people are going to get that reference. But that's okay. I'm totally cool with it. So, good times for everybody. Hope you're having a great day. Listen, I had a pretty slow day today, a day of sitting on the phone. But like I said, I was looking forward to tonight having this conversation and doing our pre-show on Stationhead. Tons of hilarity, tons of listeners. I learned a lot about a lot of things. So, it was a great show. So, if you haven't done it yet, I look forward to... hopefully bringing you guys on. If you want to be a part of it, let me know. Send me a message on Instagram, social media, @chef_plum. I have some invite codes I can bring you in to be a part of the beta testing. Also, another good brother you can look into for that is our show regular and a good friend of mine, our friend Kevin Levine, Chef Scatori is on Instagram. He also can get you involved in this because he's digging it and becoming a part. I've turned the intro music off. It's too loud. He's digging it and being a part of it as well. So it's been a lot of fun, man. He's a great guy. He's a great guy to have on here, spewing positivity. We're going to make a whole network of chefs on this app. Also, you know who just joined tonight? Very exciting. Our friend and regular here on this program, our friend Cody Barbo from Industry just signed up for Stationhead. I'm telling you guys, this app is going to change the way that social media is done. And Cody is on. Chef Scatori is on. Our good friend Culinary Harassment Omar is on. Everyone is hashtag on, and you got to get on too because it's all about talking and getting that connection, and that's what we do. So we're looking forward to it. So yeah, tonight I had a conversation with this gentleman on the phone a little while ago for the first time to talk and meet him. What a good guy, fantastic human being, super nice guy, very talented individual. He is going to be on here talking about Chef Spoons, and of course he's in Chicago right now, the Windy City, one of my favorite cities in the country. I have three favorite cities in the country. And two and three are L.A. and Chicago. Love those cities. Miami's probably fourth, you know, all the obvious ones. But then you get to places like Charleston, South Carolina. Again, another amazing food city, one of my favorite places to go as well. So those are great places, man. And our good friend Adam is actually in Chicago right now for the home and houseware show that also our good friends from Ergo Chef are there. So a lot of stuff going on with those guys. Looking forward to talk to him. If you haven't seen Chef Spoons yet, I highly, highly, highly recommend you look at what he does. And it's not just a design that he puts on the spoon. It's actually the type of spoon it is. We're going to get into talking about that and how it's curved and how it's perfect to fit into a pot. A big fan of these. Looking forward to getting some of my hands on them and playing with them. And but they have great recommendations from our good friends over at Hot Blocks. Recommend these guys tremendously. So I reached out to him and we're talking and he's a great dude. So looking forward to having that conversation as well. But as we move forward with this evening, another good buddy of ours, a good brother, I should say, another good brother, is doing some things tomorrow. That's a bit life-changing. And I tell you what, he's a good buddy of mine. He's a great chef. He's an even better human being, and he's a guy who look up to tremendously for his heart, for his compassion, and I mean that word. He's a great guy. Show regular, of course, our good friend, Chef Jeff Perazzi. Chef, what's going on, brother? How are you?
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
Just been running my mouth for an hour and a half on Station Head, making a lot of inappropriate jokes, and now I just pop the top on a cold one.
Man.
I'm talking to you.
Looking forward to get into that, man. Looking forward to get into that.
Oh, no doubt, man. No doubt, bro. So listen, I wanted to have you on, man, because, listen, you and I, we've become kind of tight over the past year or so. And
yeah.
I know that you know, you're going through a little bit of a difficult time. Can you give anybody the little rundown of what's going on with you? Just a quick little, overview?
You know, I got a faulty thyroid, and they're going to take it out and do some more tests. So I'm going in for a little surgery tomorrow. And, you know, kind of crazy,
yeah.
But... you know, they found it early. Everything's good. So hopefully this surgery and then get my life back.
Well, man, it's tough, especially as a chef, to go into a surgery like this. Like, how much time from work are you going to miss?
I'm going to miss probably a grand.
What a douchebag I am. What a fucking asshole I am.
21 days.
Like, that's where I go. Like, what a douchebag I am. How much work are you going to miss?
No, you know, honestly, that's all I think about. It's so funny that you brought that up, though, because that's I scheduled the surgery when the people that I work for are away. So I'm actually able not to miss too much work. So I'm actually not going to miss that much work, which is pretty great. I don't like to sit around too much. It makes me feel crazy.
Well,
like I've been really
get this shit taken care of for you, man, and get you back here to work because we got a busy summer coming up for sure, man. And I just want to get you on here and just, you know. We're all pulling for you. We're all thinking about you. You know, I mean, listen,
I really appreciate it.
It's the truth, man, especially me being a family guy myself. I don't talk much about that publicly, but, you know, I know what it's like to be a father, and I can't imagine what you've gone through. And, you know, I know it's a positive outlook, but still, bro, we're pulling for you, thinking about you. You're not by yourself. And just know, you know, that and you're a positive guy to begin with, man. Like, I don't think you're a guy who's really gonna get down about it, you know.
I try to stay it, yeah, man. Gotta stay positive, gotta try to live the dream. You know, that's my mantra. I say that every day, every single day. I just, you know, just want to, you know, it is what it is. You know, life throws these things at you. It's not, you know, what kind of comes at you, it's how you deal with what comes at you. So, I just try to, like you said, just stay positive. I got a great doctor, got a great team of surgeons, people, and all that kind of stuff, and got an awesome wife, got good friends like you, and, you know, I'm going to be great. I got a great family. My mom flew in. You know, it's gonna be awesome. So I mean, it's not going to be awesome. It's going to be shitty, but I mean, it's going to be awesome to have all those people there, and everything's going to be great, you know,
right
through it. So.
Well, the beauty of this, of what we've done here at this program and having guys like you on regularly and as people become familiar with you from all over the country. And I got a guy here who wants to say what's up to you, and he's thinking about you and just let you know that keep your head up. And anyway, he's on the phone with me right now. Let me get him up here so I can hit the button. There we go. We'll make it quick.
Yeah,
don't worry. Chef, go ahead. You're on the line right now with our buddy Chef. Chef and Chef, we're all together here. Everyone's talking.
Doctor.
Hey,
Chef.
Doctor.
Jeff, there we go. It's Chef Kevin.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Man, I'm sending some prayers up your way. Hope
Thank
everything
so
goes
much,
well.
Sir. Yeah, me too.
Keep your head up. That's, you know, that just keep your head up.
Yeah, man. Honestly, I'm going in with a real positive outlook, and you know, I mean, the symptoms that led me to this were like just like feeling really run down and all this kind of like, you know, just hard, having hard time, you know, not having this stamina I would usually have for work and for other things, and kind of feeling muddled. So getting my, you know, whatever the thyroid actually does, I guess hormones and stuff, getting all that leveled out is going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to see how big your tits get. I'm excited.
Dude, I'm going to be a sexy beast, dude. You better watch out.
Oh, my God.
Hey, listen.
Oh, my God.
Kev, I was telling Chef here about Station Head, and he's going to be in the hospital. He could pop some headphones in it. How much fun would that be talking to him in the hospital, huh?
Oh, man, dude, this Station Head being on is, it's crazy. Like, I'll do a cast, and you can title all your casts, Jeff.
Uh-huh.
I do sounds from the kitchen, and I'm literally broadcasting live with my headset on in the kitchen, and it's wild. I mean, it's crazy, and the interaction, there's a thread, so all your listeners can they can be typing in asking questions, but now they added a feature where you can invite other people into your cast as well. I mean, it's just really cool.
Guests to talk to.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so the three of us, like just like this right now, but we would be on Station Head. I mean, it's crazy. Oh. I mean, it really is.
That's cool as shit.
Yeah, you gotta definitely get into it.
Dude, having you, like, having the hospital, it's really cool, man. I think you would dig it, especially as chefs, because music goes hand-in-hand with what we do, and I think it's a phenomenal mixture of it, and it's made by a really cool guy. Another regular here on the show, Ryan Starr. It's a fantastic way to do it, so, man, I hope you check it out. But more importantly, bro, listen, I know Chef Kevin was thinking about you. I told him what was going on, and he was like, I got to call in and send some good words his way, man. So it's great to see a network like this forming.
I receive all prayers and good vibes. I take them all. I'll receive it.
Yeah, and I think we're going to meet this summer, Jeff, up in the Hamptons.
Yeah, buddy, come on in. When are you coming through?
Oh, I don't know yet.
Oh, cool. Let's make this happen.
We gotta do an event. Just bring all kinds of chefs, man.
We gotta do an event in the Hamptons. We got.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I have some stuff in the works, actually, event stuff that I think I nailed down a really, really awesome location, and now I just have to work out a couple other things as far as just like some details.
I can help with that.
It's all worked out. Yeah.
You didn't talk to me about it. You can go ahead and talk to Chef Kevin down at Myrtle Beach about that, even though I'm the guy who is won awards for pop-up dinners. You can go ahead and talk to him about that. I mean, listen, no disrespect. Chef Kevin's an amazing restaurant. He's packed every night.
Here we go with the awards.
Stop it. Look here. shit. Kev, man, look, I'm going to holler at you down the road, all right, buddy?
Yeah, you guys have a great night. Jeff, I'm thinking about you. Have a great day tomorrow. I know, no pun intended, but hope everything goes well.
Yeah, man.
And hopefully we'll chat in the next couple of days as well.
Sounds good. If I get on Station Head, I'll hit you up.
Sounds good, man. Have a good one.
All right, there he goes. There he goes down the road right there. That's our buddy, Chef Kevin Levine, Chef Sartorius. He's just a great guy, man. I tell you what, I think the world of him, he's a very positive individual. I think that's a great thing, especially in our industry.
I feel the same way. It's funny because I followed him on Instagram and on Facebook, just a fan of his stuff, and then again to talk to him on the phone, he's just a great dude. It's like he's exactly what you think he's like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's like that guy. He's awesome. It's like
we could use more guys like him in the industry. I believe that fully. He's just a positive. He's not like angry at the world. He's just a positive guy. Wants to make great food and make people happy, and that's what it's about.
Totally.
So, dude, where are you heading right now? You're heading into the city, or are you there?
My wife is driving. We just came through the tunnel, and we're headed to the apartment. I'm gonna eat a last meal here. Well, not a last meal, but I get one more thing to eat at midnight or before midnight, and then I don't get to eat again.
That the doctor, what the doctor prescribed, like how BJ's really helped for the pre-surgery thing?
No, but I'll let her know you said that.
Well, it's important. No, I'm just doing it from a health perspective. I'm looking out for your well-being. Totally. That's what I care about.
Hey, I appreciate that, man.
Hey, look here, man. I don't know what the chances are of you feeling up to it on April 1st. We're after surgery and everything, but
I saw it. I wish I could make it, dude. I don't know. I didn't want to commit to something like that, knowing that I would be.
Well, listen, you let me know, and you and your wife can get a date and come on me and
appreciate that. That's huge.
Come hang out. Well, you see the menu? The menu's dope as shit. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. I follow you. Come on, I'm a fan. Come on.
But listen, bro, I'll be thinking about you tomorrow. You'll be in our thoughts for sure. If you can give, if you think, and you guys have a lot going on, and I know I fall pretty far down the line, but like I said, I think you and I are.
No, I'll put you on the text chain. I'll put you on the text chain. My wife will make sure to reach out. You'll know.
Yeah. Just everything went okay. I mean, you and I are cut from the same cloth for sure. I wish the best for you. No doubt, dude. I love you, buddy. I hope things go well tomorrow. And we'll all be thinking
definitely,
about you.
I love your shoe, Plum. Thanks a lot, man. No, man. Thanks
right,
a lot.
Buddy.
Thanks for reaching out and just thanks for the support. I really appreciate it, bud. And
always,
yeah,
man.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Good luck tomorrow. See you, pal.
All right.
There he goes. That's our buddy, Chef Jeff Ferrazzi, a great chef who is going through a pretty tough time right now. But I tell you what, it's one of those guys where, you know, kind of like our friend, Chef Kevin Levine from Scutori's, man. I mean, Jeff is a positive guy. And, you know, I have said that in 2017, that's the kind of people I'm surrounding myself with. In this business, there are too many people who are not that. Too many people who are negative and are just angry at the world. And I'm done with that, man. And guys like Jeff, guys like Kevin, those are the people you want to have around you. Those are the people you want to have on your team. And much love to our buddy Jeff Ferrazzi from JK Chef Collection. Having that surgery tomorrow to get rid of that thyroid cancer. We'll be thinking about him and hope all the best for him. And hopefully we get him on station head, which would be amazing. But speaking of great people, I've got another great guy on the line right now. I see him in the green room there. I have our buddy Adam from Chef Spoons is on hold with us right now, ready to come in here and have a little bit of an interview and talk about what he does. I tell you what, I met the guy on the phone a little while ago, earlier today, and what a great guy to talk to, a great human being, a guy who gets it, but not just a guy who is making a product. He's a guy who has also been in the business and understands what it's all about. And to me, it's all got to start somewhere. And for me, that's a great place for it to start. So I'm going to play us a tune. I'm going to pop the top here on a cold one, get things in order, get my ducks in a row. But in the meantime, I'm going to play you guys a jam. And I'm trying to decide what jam I want to play because I have many, many. You know what I'm going to play right now? Here's what I'm going to play. I'm going to play this song for our buddy Jeff. It's a great tune. My friend Calvin Harris. Here's Faith. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live right here on Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn FM, Apple, iTunes, everywhere else you get it. Stay right there. I'll be right back.
I need a little space in my mind. I need that little hope I can find. I need a little, I need a little space. Is that too much to ask for? I need to feel my soul come alive. I need to feel the strength to get by. I need a little, I need a little space. Is that too much to ask for? Too much to ask for. 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 Too much. much to ask for.
I couldn't have picked the worst version of that song, huh? What the fuck, dude? Like, it was too loud. It was, like, non-digital recording or some shit. Whatever, man. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live. What's happening? I'm Chef Plum. Thanks for checking us out this evening right here on Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn FM, and any place else you find your podcast the next day. But we are live as live can be right now, and that's what I'm talking about. That's what matters. But if you are checking us out the next day on any of those fine delivery services for podcasts on the iTunes, give us a rate, a review, and subscribe, because it means the world. It makes a big difference in everything. So make sure you, if you can, give us one of those. So I'm going to tell you what. I have been on Instagram for a while. I'm still pretty new to it, but I've been on for a while. And I've noticed a gentleman on here who has been making these spoons. And I was like, wow, these are pretty cool. And I wasn't sure, like, is it a gimmick? Is it a thing? But I was like, man, they look really good. Like, it's amazing, the artwork on here, and the spoons just look really functional. And I was trying to figure out, is this a spoon that I would keep at my house, or is this a spoon I put in my knife roll? And the more and more I looked, the more I was like, man, these things are really badass. So another buddy of mine had mentioned, he's like, hey, you have to really check these things out. These are amazing. So I started looking at him and getting into him a little bit more, and I reached out and to Adam from Chef Spoons. Make sure you check them out at chefspoons.com. They can customize anything for you. Reached out to him. We had our first phone call today. Just he and I talked and shoot the shit for a few minutes. And, you know, I don't think that you can't learn everything about a guy in just a few minutes of talking to him, but you can definitely get a good vibe from him when you do talk to him to see what he is. And the guy's making an amazing product. He's a legit chef. He's been around the world doing all kinds of things. But more importantly, he sounds like a really, really good human being. And so for that, right now, I've got my man Adam from Chef Spoons. Brother, what's happening?
It's all good, man. How are you?
I am fantastic. I've been talking a lot tonight.
and you, when I first came on and you were ending with your last guy, you're talking about good people and whatnot. Kevin Levine, who is blowing my phone up as we speak. Stop it, dude.
Yeah.
And he is a powerhouse of good people. I mean, I don't think he knows any wrong. He's the most enthusiastic, passionate guy I think I've ever met. And he makes the most incredible boards that I've ever seen. He made one for us a couple weeks ago to use for our photo shoot for the spoons.
Man, I tell you, he's a guy who I met and I met through Instagram and I become friends with, and he's a good human being. And like I said, you know, I was saying before, it's just, you know, we come from an industry where it's not always positive. It's not always, you know, coming from the best place. And there's some not so savory people in this business. And, you know, I made a vow in 2017 to surround myself with great people. And he is one of them. Chef Jeff Barraza, who was on here, who we're thinking about him. He's a good chef out in the Hamptons, a good brother. He's going in for surgery tomorrow. I don't know if you heard that or not. He's for thyroid cancer. But thank the world of him, wishing him all the best. But like I said, surrounding yourself with good people, I think that's what it's about.
Fantastic. Yes, absolutely.
From our first 10-minute conversation, I was like, this dude's cool as shit, man. I can't wait to talk to him more about what he does. But first, before we get into your history and stuff, man, dude, these spoons, they look fucking believable. Like, what brought the whole concept on?
The whole concept started, I don't know, a couple of years ago. My wife and I are just kind of playing around with art and just, you know, selling whatever. I was kind of in between taking a break from cooking and hanging around the house. I've been traveling for so long, you know, it was good to be in Dallas for, you know, where all my family was and all that for any amount of time. But I took a job in Miami, and my favorite spoon ever. You know, I've carried it since Abacus, since before I left the boats, 2005. got taken. And I went around to the guys and I'm like, guys, give me shit back. And they're like, no, we don't have it. We don't have it. So it just kind of ended up, I tried to drill a hole through a spoon and put some skull resin, something, whatever we had that would just differentiate my spoon from everybody else's. And I used a hand drill to drill the hole. It didn't work too well the first time. They go across the room really fast. But it's something really good now, man. We found some guys and they can manufacture, and I'm like, you know, it's overseas and I learned a lot and I'm still learning and making mistakes and learning. But yeah, we're really proud of our product right now. It's like our second real manufacturer. And I mean, these guys are absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
And this is a full-time job for you now. This has become like a full-time gig.
It is. It is. And like for Kevin, I feel, I don't know, man. Kevin's probably as busy as I am, and he's executive chef of a place, you know? Like, I feel a little useless right now, but making the spoons, it is extremely time-consuming. And I'd like to think that I put as much passion into this as I did when I was cooking, you know, professionally on the yachts and whatnot. But I really like what I do, and it's almost the same feeling I get, you know, when people get spoons. Like, you know, I checked out chefs on Instagram, chefs that were doing cool things, single moms, you know, chefs that were, they're working until 2-3 in the morning and then waking up at 5 and taking care of the kids, you know, like, just be good people as well.
That's what it's about, man. I think we live in a world where, you know, the good ones are fading, and I think surrounding yourself with good people is a definite benefit. I've always said, especially to people in this program, when I talk to them, is that, you know, everyone is always so concerned with getting a piece of the pie. I think if we all work together and make a bigger pie, then we can all be happy. And I believe in that fully, you know?
Yeah. And I'm glad, we all know a trade, something that helps people, regardless of what happens in this world, you know, we'll be able to help build it back up, you know?
And I love the fact that you said trade, because I think that's a lot of people, they tend to forget that, man. I mean, cooking is a trade. Cooking is it's a skill. It's something you do with your hands.
Performing art, you know? It's a performing art, sure.
Yeah, I think so. I tend to lean more towards food. Cooking is more science than art. I think plating can be art, but I think food itself is more science, understanding a pH scale, understanding how to balance acidity versus alkaline. But there's no right or wrong. That's what I love the most about it. It's not one way or the other. It's your interpretation of it. And I think, you know, having great tools makes the interpretation so much easier for the individual. And I think what you're making there definitely makes it happen, as well as put a little personal touch on it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Every chef that I put a spoon in the hands of, that's all they use now. And, you know, guys tell me daily, you know, people get on Instagram and start singing about spoons just because they wanted to. And I think, I mean, the effect that the design of the spoon has had on everybody has made me feel really good about it, you know?
Well, it definitely should. I mean, you're crushing it with it, and the spoons are everywhere. It's hard to look on anybody who's on Instagram and not see one of your spoons there, which has got to make you feel fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Very cool indeed, for sure.
Hey, any thoughts on taking it to a bigger level and working with like a U.S. Foods or Sysco or one of those big companies and trying to do something with those guys?
I'm not,
I don't know what you would do, but you know, it's like a licensor or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, the short answer to that would be no. I don't want, you know, I don't, as much as I would love to see a chef spoon in everybody's hand, you know, I'm not, it's hard to say I'm not in it for the money, but, you know, I like that we're a small operation and that it's extremely personal. Some of these chefs just tell me, you know, what they do and what they like. And I make something for them and they're like, you know, I don't even want to see it before I get it. And, I like the personal aspect of it all.
Wow. Now, what is it that you use? I mean, like, I was looking at some of the pictures you guys had and I kept thinking in my brain, like Shrinky Dinks when I was a kid, that's all I could think about. But like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, what is it that you're using? Is it like melted glass, or what's in there when you make the design?
No, it's a Shrinky Dink. A Shrinky Dink is what it is. It's a
Oh shit! I'm right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Damn, that's awesome. I feel really smart now.
It's a regular 8x11 piece of paper, but it's kind of like four pieces of paper put into one, and it's fairly thick. It feels like plastic, and you can't tear it really with your hands. But it's put it in the inkjet printer, and when you shrink it, it condenses everything, including color and darkness.
Wow.
And it's taken this long to be able to eyeball an image and lighten it up and change it around and stretch it and make it do what I want it to do after it shrunk, you know? Because the colors, wow, they just get dark. It was a very aggravating few months, you know, when we first started this, but I think I got it now. But
that's crazy, man. So like, you would design something, and then when you shrank it down, it would be different, and you're like, oh, come on.
Yeah, like blue would turn into, you know, green. I mean, something that drastic. Or if I lighten the colors, wow, it turns into nothing. And then I've gone back into a lot of our drawings and lightened the color, and I have to go back in by hand and do the outlines. And it's cool, man. I'm an artist. I've been an artist, you know, my whole life.
Yeah.
You know, in school, photography, ceramics, things like that.
Wow, man. That's really, really, really fucking cool. I think it's amazing. Like, and you can see the artistic part of it. And I mean, it's really cool. And you can take any kind of logo or anything and you can put it on there.
Absolutely anything you want. I made an Italian flag with arborio rice, dried chilies, and dried basil.
Wow.
Right in the resin.
That's pretty cool.
I use a two-part epoxy resin that withstands up to 400 degrees Fahrenheit heat.
Wow.
And it's crystal clear.
That's pretty crazy. And that's what you use to put over top the logo or whatever.
Exactly. Yep. And then you know, I fill the we call it the pocket of the spoon. It comes to me with the pocket kind of carved out of the handle there. And fill the resin up, you know, sometimes it comes out pretty nice, sometimes it's a little bit over. If it's under, then that presents a little problem. But then the sanding, the polishing it. We got to sand down the resin. We cure the resin so it gets all hard and gives us the really cool properties of the resin. And at that point, it's pretty hard to sand and stuff. But we've got machines and sand it, and make it nice, and then polish it up, and off we go.
Man, so how long does it take from start to finish? So if I send you, I'm online, I order, I send you a logo, here's what I want to do. How long does it take for you to send me a spoon so I have it in my hand?
Takes like 30 minutes plus 24 hours.
Well, I mean, not till I get it in my hand. Like, we're talking like a week waiting time, or
no? For the actual production of it, it takes 30 minutes and 24 hours. The resin's got to cure for a day, and then another cure, and it's got to be heated up to release all the properties and all the sanding and whatnot. If you were to order a spoon today, I could probably have it to you in a week. For sure.
Wow, that quick, huh?
Yeah.
That's great, man. I tell you what, you guys should definitely check them out, chefspoons.com. Some really, really cool designs. And I see that you guys have, like, you know, you have like some standard designs you kind of keep, I guess maybe you keep inventory of in-house, that I'm guessing those can come very quickly.
We are starting to do inventory. We're about to do our new website, some new images, a lot of old images, and create a stock because we're less inventory. And this is the first time I've actually had a person making spoons with me. I've hired a guy, and
nice.
He's never touched a piece of sandpaper in his life. And I'm like, well, you know, you want to come over, try it out? So he did, and he picked it up from the very first second, and he has kept up.
He did a good job.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Man, it's always great to hear when people can come in and do that sort of thing and pick it right up and be a part of it. And you know, it definitely means, you know, you're always doing, you can tell you're doing well if you're bringing people on and give them a job. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm sure down the road, you know, not all employees are going to be like that, but first one, man, and we're pumping out some spoons. You know, a week time for delivery, that's a little, that would be a really good thing to do. You know, yeah. Reality, a couple weeks, you know, if the orders are coming back, you know, I'm in Chicago right now and I'm not making spoons, and it's very strange for me. Because that's about all I do all day long.
Just make spoons.
Yeah, but we're definitely going to start getting the stock going together and making some spoons.
So tell me about the spoon itself. What differentiates a spoon itself? I know there's a couple of very, very important design things you have in your spoon that's different than a regular spoon.
Exactly, yes, design. We just got our patent number. I think.
Good for you, dude.
On the drive up here. We are officially patented, all five spoons, the handle nice. As well. So that's really good. Nobody can steal the idea. We are actually the only basically flatware design in the United States, at least for sure, that is doing a design in a pocket like that in the handle. We're the only ones doing it. So it was like a no-brainer, I guess.
That's very, very cool. But what separates the spoon itself? Like, what makes it different?
I took the best parts of pretty much every spoon I've used to cook and plate and mash and throw and whatever. It's really wide base. It's kind of pointed, kind of like a diamond.
Right.
You know, when you're drawing with a pencil, you want a nice sharp pencil, you know, for fine lines, whatnot. So that's what the point is there for. It holds about an ounce of product. So you don't have to double dip in your bane, your saucepan to plate one plate, you know. Texture grip down the handle, doesn't slip out of your hands. 1810 stainless is the very best that we can get. That's nice and heavy and balanced. And
these things hold up in a dishwasher? Or like, are they hand wash only? Or they hold up in a dishwasher?
Resin holds to 400 degrees. So you're good,
so you're
for
good, right?
You're good for a commercial dishwasher. I've got a guy right now testing out. I gave him six spoons, three of which had a total shit epoxy resin that you can get from, you know, Hobby Lobby or whatever. And I gave him three with the other one. And he's blowing through them right now. He's like, man, I put them in the dishwasher every plate I do, you know, and he's just trying to test it against the cheap stuff. And my stuff is good. NASA even uses this resin.
Wow, dude, that's crazy, man. I mean, you put a lot of thought into this, and it just, they look amazing, they look cool, and they seem like they're crazy durable, which is awesome.
I know how I treat, you know, my tools, and I treat my tools nice and everything, but when I'm working, you know, I want something that I know for sure is going to be bulletproof. And
totally.
It had to be, you know, it took me months to find a resin guy that had resin that goes above 200 degrees. I mean, boiling water is more than that. So there's no way it could have been dishwashed.
Totally.
But this guy's 400 degrees. And
man,
they're working.
That's amazing to hear. And I look forward to, I'm gonna send you my logo, and I'm going to get one made for me because I'm looking forward to it. They sound great. And, you know, having something personalized like that is incredibly cool. So what you're at a big houseware show in Chicago. What's the reception been to you guys?
Man, absolutely brilliant. Every single person that I've shaken hands with and talked to me and whatnot, you know, we've definitely changed numbers. They're 100% interested in doing this, you know, selling it as a retail item. The show has been really good to us. We can't be any happier.
Now, have you got any actual POs out of it?
I actually did. I'd like to to say that our very first spoons are going to be in a retail store in San Antonio. I can't remember the name of the place now. It's a butcher shop next to this fantastic brewery. It's got 18, I think you said 18 different little restaurants inside of it. And
it sounds like an amazing place to go hang out at, doesn't it?
Yeah, man, I feel really silly not knowing the names of all this stuff right now, but it's been a long day of meeting a lot of people. Enthusiastic as I am, I think he's totally pumped to get them.
That's amazing, dude, and it's great to see when you go to a place like these shows and to actually get POs out of it, man. It shows that it works, and I love that, and especially for guys like yourself who make amazing product, you deserve that. So that's awesome, dude. I'm happy, really, really happy for you to hear that because that's where it's at. So listen, you're like I was saying before, like you're not a guy who is just trying to make something for kitchen people who doesn't really have the experience or hasn't been in a kitchen. You know, there's a lot of people out there who are like that. You've been in the business for a very, very long time, dude. Talk about where you come
from. Where I come from? Man, I'm trying to think what my first cooking job was. Well, it was in Dallas. I'd never even eaten sushi before. I was pretty ignorant to food and everything, and you know, I always cooked with mom and grandma and things like that, and I cooked around the house, and I was like, well, I'm gonna try this out, you know. And the I walk in there. The restaurant was called the Fishbowl and the Aquanox in Dallas.
Okay.
It was a Stephen Powell's restaurant. By the time I got there, he was already selling some corporate whatever. But chef hands me a pair of black pajama pants. It said, you know,
okay.
Chef works on it. I'm like, well, what are these? He's like, man, those are your pants. I was like, no, these are pajama pants. He's like, nah, man, go put them on. I'm like, so, I mean, I figured after that, you know, I'm sold. If I get to wake up, go to work in my pajamas, I mean.
You're good to go.
It was awesome.
That's funny.
Yeah,
man.
I started on sushi, you also got, actually.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. So you just tell me about it. So you started on sushi, you said.
Yeah, I started on sushi and got the job for real when the president, the guy that was doing sushi there at the time, he gave the chef a bad crab roll or something. I mean, I was there for it. I watched him eat it, and I smelled it. And I was like, is crab supposed to smell like ammonia? And he's like, no.
Oh, no.
That's what you just served your chef, man, you know? And turns out he got fired on the spot. And
yeah,
I got the job, and I did that for a couple of years. And then, you know, I worked all the stations. And to learn, you know, I guess I was 21, 22, and got trained on every single station. And that was really cool. And Chinese food, that's my favorite food to eat ever. I mean, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, it doesn't matter. Been to Hong Kong and trained with the chef for a whole month. We must have cooked for 12, 14 hours a day for a month. No breaks. No breaks. She was very, she was 4'4". And, man, she had the strength of King Kong. I mean, I was late one time. And she literally scared the piss out of me. Like, I thought her husband even pissed a little bit. She yelled at me so hard.
Ah.
I was like, man, my mama yelled at me like that. You know?
He pissed a little bit. I love that.
You know, 15 years after I've been cooking, you know, I'm actually in Hong Kong cooking, you know, Cantonese in all the regions.
Did you order room service?
Oh, man. Is it? I don't know. Remember that problem I told you about earlier?
Yeah. We have that now. That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm going to take you out.
Just keep talking.
What's that?
You're good. So you were doing the sushi, and you got the sushi job, and you were doing it for a few weeks.
Yes, sushi job. I got to work on the woks. I got to work, you know, the actual fry station.
Nice.
And then steamers and salads, and I learned the whole thing. And the cool thing about the Fishbowl is that it was two kitchens, two restaurants in one kitchen. The Aquanox was a 5-star fish restaurant started by Stephen Piles. And the guys over there, you know, they wore the big paper hats, and they were very, very serious. They looked serious. Every time I had to cross their line behind them, they were more and more angry with me. But you know, it was my very first job, and they whipped me in shape real quick, and I got to learn, like I said, all the stations, and it really, I mean, I was definitely hooked from there on for cooking. I couldn't imagine doing anything else ever.
Yeah, I think one of the most interesting stories you were telling me about, though, before is I come from that world. I work with private clients now, as well as doing my other stuff. But you know, you spend a lot of time working on yachts, which I think is really interesting. It's a whole different world of private chefing right there.
Man, that was, I mean, unbelievable. I mean, imagine working in the most state-of-the-art kitchen, having your own sous chef, having a whole crew of people. I mean, it was like a one man kitchen or two person, with no budget at all. I literally, it's disgusting how much food is wasted.
And no budget being in a good way.
No budget in a good way. Yeah, for sure. Like, I think the third boat I ever worked on, I just worked for the summer, and, this chef, from Perth, Australia, he was the president chef, and I met him in a bar in France. He's like, man, come on board, take my job. You know, I gotta go back home. It's summertime over there. Or it's wintertime over
come
there.
Come on board, gotta, take know, my job.
The kitchen. Yeah. And so I hung out. He stayed on board for a few days while I cooked for the boss. And the boss didn't even know that I was cooking for him. The captain just pulled a pulled a fast one on him, you know?
Yeah.
So I got the job. The other chef left. Anyway, cooked for this guy in Croatia and all over the Adriatic for about 3 months. And then one day we woke up and he was gone. All the guests were gone. And we're like, fantastic, season's over. And there is literally a grocery bag, probably of 22 of the big giant blue beluga caviars. The big, I guess they were like a pack. Or I don't know. But there are about 22 of them. And between the crew and us, we absolutely smashed them.
Wow.
And
wow. So wait, you jumped ahead a lot in there. You kind of glazed over. I want to just talk really quick a little bit about how being on a yacht is just very different. Like, I mean, you were obviously, you go to ports and whatnot as well, but you had to, I guess when you would go to port, you'd have to buy a bunch of ingredients. So you had them on the boat, right?
Yeah. And a lot of the times, the people that sell the stuff to the yacht, man, I had stuff waiting on the quay for me. I mean, like live scallops, live lobster, you know, anything I wanted, Kobe beef.
Now, how would you manage that? How did you place those orders? How did you get in touch with those guys? But if you're going to some place you've never been to before?
You have agents. You know, there's an agent in Italy. There's only one agent in Italy. They're very particular out there. But, yeah, there's guys that serve the industry. And they can hook up anything you need at any time of the day and have it delivered anywhere in the world, you know, tomorrow. The premium on that, you know, you buy it up at the grocery store now, it's 99 cents a pound. Over there, it's like $8.99 a pound, you know.
But cost is no object, and I've been there with this with people like that. Cost, I mean, nobody cares about what your cost is. They don't give a shit.
No object. Yeah, and that boat I was talking about, you know, I get on board, captain shakes my hand, he hands me 150,000 euros and a credit card, and he's like, "Glad to meet you. Cook some good food. Do not make your problems my problems." And he buggered off. You know, he's like, "Sort yourself out. If you need it, just get it." And like, man, this is awesome, you know?
I mean, you got to be, at this point, coming from the restaurant industry, that happens, and you've got to be kind of like, all right, okay, well, this is different and a whole different world.
Yeah, I mean, I was in the Bahamas once doing it was a six-month annual fishing trip for this guy, this big business dude, and I called Chef's Garden, and I'm like, I need some stuff, you know, can you send it here? Well, absolutely, we could send it there. And the Bahamians are like, yes, you can bring it in the country. It's no problem.
And what do you have, a satellite phone? Is that the idea, that you have a satellite, like maybe you're out at sea? How does that work?
And the thing land has. I mean, we had faster internet than I have here in the hotel, you know?
Oh, my God, are you serious?
GPS, it's disgusting how technologically massive these boats are. I mean, we could generate our own water. Desalination, we can generate
no
power.
Shit.
It's like a whole little, it's a whole community. It's a world. It's the plumbing, the electricity, there is nothing is spared when you're on the boat. You have satellites.
You mean idea how big satellites. How big these boats are and how many people were on it that you'd have to serve?
Well, the biggest boat I've ever worked on was I guess it was my last boat. It was 80 meters. And you think of
right,
80
so,
meters. A football field is about 100 meters, you know?
Oh, that's a big fucking boat.
It was a big fucking boat, dude. Like, it had 8 decks. Wow. It had a salon. It had a steam room. It had every single crew member had their own cabin, all 30 of them, with a bathroom in there, with a head, calm the head. And I think this one used to have two helicopter pads because,
of course,
why not?
You know? Well, if it only had one, I want nothing to do with it. I always want my yacht to have two helicopter pads.
Rubbish, you know? And the crew was about 30 during the peak when guests were on, both of them. And when the boat was kind of, it was in dry dock when I was there, and there was about 21 crew members, I guess, full time.
And how many
guests? Two.
What?
One, two. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, these people must have had somebody holding their cocks for them when they pissed. Like, Jesus Christ.
Dude, you know what? The guy, I can't say who he was, but he was extremely down to earth. You couldn't have picked him out of a crowd of anybody. I mean, just
is there anybody, is there any way you could say who you were on the boat with as far, I know how NDAs work. I've got several of them. I get it. But is there anybody you could say that maybe it's expired or you haven't, don't have one with, or you can be kind of vague about?
I can be kind of vague. I'll be vague about the boat. For 2 weeks I had, Enrique Iglesias and,
dude, how was that? She used to be fucking, she was the shit back in the day.
She was the shit back in the day. This is a little pastor back in the day, I think, but, they had a good time there, you know, and Enrique is a child, he doesn't know what reality is, you know, like.
Oh man, I can only imagine. He's never lived in it.
His daddy is, you know, the king of whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, man, that's crazy. I've told some stories about some of the people I've worked with, Michael Jordan, Sheryl Crow. And for the most part, everyone's pretty cool. I've had a couple who were kind of douchebags. I mean, obviously don't give any names out, but if you worked with anybody on those boats who were complete fucking douchebags and you're stuck out in the ocean with them.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah. It seems to be like the new money.
Yeah.
They just, these people just, they want everything and they want it yesterday. And it, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's disgusting. It's really disgusting the way they treat people. You know, and then I've worked for these older guys. They're billionaires. They've been rich forever, you know, and
when they work for them, you can pick them
out. They wear Levi's and a purple button down, you know, and yeah, they're all good. You know, if I'm out of something or if their sandwich takes a minute longer than it needs to, it's like, no problem. I even had a boss. He used to come down and make his own sandwich. I mean, he was kind of like having my dad on board. He was way cool.
Wow.
And he's probably the most famous of my bosses for sure.
Really? Really? Can you give a hint or no? Can you give a hint? I mean, you don't have to say it. You can say, I never said it.
He did an extremely popular TV show about people wanting to be millionaires. With that,
and he was cool, huh?
Thing. Super cool. Very, very nice guy. Yeah.
Wow.
Very, very nice. In fact, he, his daughter had a friend who worked at the Fat Duck. And, this was 3 days before the official end of the season. And he was about to leave. She's like, Adam, she's like, you want to go to the Fat Duck for lunch tomorrow? We're in France, by the way. Do you want to go to the Fat Duck for lunch tomorrow? And I'm like, yeah. Okay.
<You know? laughs> Yeah.
And then her daddy paid for the whole thing and, flew us all out there and, we had lunch at the Duck and then, you know, went home, rolled home really. And, next afternoon we had lunch at Mays, in London. And that was fantastic meal. I mean, unbelievable meal.
It's amazing and I explained to people too, just really quick, man, I just want to interject for a second. It's amazing. And, you know, a lot of young culinarians who check out this show, they don't understand there's a different world outside of the restaurant business. And you know, you've worked in it, I work in it. A whole different world. And it sounds like what you're describing sounds amazing. Oh, I'm cooking on a boat. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to go to, you know, the Fat Duck. Yes, those things happen. But those things happen to Adam here, to Chef, because he earned it. Because he knows that when you work so closely with someone like that, I mean, you have to integrate. You have to assimilate to them and how they do their life. Working in the private chef industry, it's not easy.
No, and it sounds glamorous and all that, but I was working fucking 19 hours a day for my last guy. I worked for one of the Dallas Mavericks and his family. And man, I had to go to the doctor and get like CAT scans and shit. Like they put me through some stress, man. Like big time.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. Yeah, it's not easy.
I feel like I've earned it. I put some hours in, man, you know?
And you earned it.
And right now taking a break and doing the spoons. I'll make spoons 19 hours a day. That's cool. You know, I'm just chilling in the shop, got my dog, and I'm making good stuff, you know.
What are you listening to when you're making spoons? Like what's in the earphones or what's going on the speakers?
Oh man. All kind of Outkast, Jimi Hendrix, Zeppelin, Doors.
Love it.
Bass Nectar. And some more. What do you think? Primus for sure. Primus is about to come to Dallas in a couple months. The wife and I.
Great show, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, we got to get you on Station Head, because I'm telling you what, you would really dig it. And I tell you, food and music goes hand in hand. You can always tell great chefs. I believe this wholeheartedly, especially from the generation that I'm from, by the music they listen to and how diverse it is. And you definitely, dude, you're up there.
Yeah, thank you. I agree. I love everything. You know, you don't see any chefs rocking Ani DeFranco or jeez, I don't think. Every chef likes good music, I think. You're right, absolutely.
I mean, it's just the way it goes, because music is part of our life, man. It's what we do. And you know, I find myself now, I do a lot of other things besides, yeah, I cook food, I still do TV stuff and that sort of stuff. But whenever I'm in meetings or having to send emails, I still have my headphones in and just listen to music, and it's so diverse, man. And because that's what we did in the kitchen. When it was time to work, you put music on and you put your head down, you grab your knife and your board and you go to work and you prep and you get your shit ready. Exactly. And that's been ingrained in me, and I still do it to this day. That's what we do.
At Abacus, they had like a 6-speaker surround sound in the kitchen.
Hell yeah.
Fantastic. And
you
couldn't even hear it in the dining room. It was open, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Wow. So at the club at Hammock Beach in Florida where I worked, whoever got to work first got to control the music for the 2 hours of prep we would do before service. And that was nice. Chef's way of making everybody get there on time. Because if you got there first, you could put your phone in or plug your iPod in at the time and listen to whatever you wanted to. And so, man, it would be so me and some of the other guys there, we'd always rush. And a lot of the dish guys even try to get there early. And, man, sometimes we'd listen to salsa music for like 3 hours or like some live broadcast from some Brazilian-ass radio station. It was nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or it could be like old-school R&B, or if I got there on time, then, bro, we would be rocking Slayer and fucking Sepultura. Just depend on the day, I'm kind of mood I was in.
That's hardcore.
That's what we would do, man. It's awesome. You can always tell, man, just people when you talk to them on the phone and have a conversation with them, and you're a gentleman I'd love to have a beer with, and definitely you have an open door policy here, bro. You can come back whenever you want and just talk shit and run our mouths. We do sometimes, we do shows here where we just have a couple of guys on talking shop and talking about a couple of subjects. I'd love to have you on for one of those round tables. I think you'd be awesome at it.
That would be awesome. Thank you for that invitation for sure.
Dude, 100%, man. Listen, I'm really, really happy for you, especially as a chef, as an entrepreneur moving forward and doing amazing things with Chef Spoons. I'm going to send you my logo. I'm going to place my order and get one done. I can't wait to put one in my knife bag and use it, bro. I'll use it on television for you, whatever you need. But before we go on and move on in this conversation, we have a couple of things we have to deal with here first. And so first of all, you were talking earlier about our friend of ours, our mutual friend, Chef Kevin Levine, who is sitting here on hold. I see him. He's fucking going nuts. I don't know if I should talk to him. Yeah, he's fucking losing his mind. and part of me just wants to leave him on hold just because I know he's just chomping at the bit. But maybe we should just leave him. What do you think? You want to talk to him or should we just leave him? You make the call, Chef.
Bring him on. Bring him on.
Oh, you're too nice. Come on, bro.
I can't. How can you be mean to the guy, you know? I mean,
I agree.
The phone, you know?
All right, look. Let me get him on the horn here. Chef, what's happening, brother? We were just talking. We know you're chomping at the bit. What are you doing, dude?
What's going on, Adam?
What's up, brother?
How you doing? It sounds like you had a good time up in Chicago.
Yeah, man. We've had a really, really good experience here. Good feedback, positive people that, you know, they're interested for sure.
Chef,
you were talking about you were sending me messages there, Kevin. I just want to point out really quick because you were sending me messages, and I knew I was going to bring you on to let you talk about it. You were saying the spoons you got here from Adam, you run through your dish machine, and they're fine.
Oh yeah, dude, absolutely. We use Ecolab high temp dish machines, harsh chemicals. I mean, at the end of service, I send all the spoons. Literally, I use a Ragout tub during service with sanitized water.
Stop.
And then at the end of it.
Stop. Did you say Ragout?
I did.
Oh, go fuck yourself. It's ricotta. It has two T's and an O. It's ricotta.
Ragout.
Go shit in your hat. It's not fucking ragout. There's not even a fucking G in it. God damn it.
Dude, I forgot the regat.
Oh, gee. Adam, tell him, dude. Come on, don't let him get away with that shit.
Man, that's like my dad was born and raised in Texas, and he says shallot. What did you just say?
Fuck's sake.
He's like, shallot. And I was like, Dad, I was like, you are Texan all the way through. You know, it's shallot. You know?
Shallot. Dude, I made the joke on national television. They go through. Look, I made the joke on national television. I said, I was cooking a dish and I used prosciutto with it. And they said, oh, you're using prosciutto. And I said, listen, I come from Virginia. I know you guys are New York people, but I come from down south. Let me tell you something. He said, what's that, chef? I said, where I come from, we call it prosciutto. He goes, oh, where I come from, we call it prosciutto. And I said, we also say ricotta, prosciutto, and mozzarella. When you say mozzarella,
you don't say where mozzarella. I come from,
you sound like a fucking asshole.
So what do you call bruschetta?
It's a bruschetta.
Bruschetta. Bruschetta. Yeah, bruschetta.
The actual pronunciation is bruschetta. It's just, bruschetta. That CH is a hard, like K sound, bruschetta.
Hey, listen. Really fast, I just want to say that even more so why I love this show is because, like, tonight, for as much as Adam and I have talked, I never knew that you were a private chef on yachts.
Okay.
Dude, that is freaking awesome, dude.
It's dope, right?
And
thank you.
You know what? It's a different world out on the water.
For sure.
It's a different world. We do a service at Scutori's. We have a marina about 2 miles away, and we do a shuttle service. We send our delivery drivers and pick up boaters to come to Scutori's, and then we let them go grocery shopping next door to us, and then we take them back to their boat. And
that's fucking badass. That's brilliant, dude. That's brilliant.
There's nothing to eat for these people at the marina, so we started doing this about 7 years ago, and where I'm leading to is we've actually had some really, really big people come, and they've invited their chefs. And I've gotten the opportunity to talk to the chefs, you know, in the kitchen while the owners are eating. And, dude, you guys, I mean, we're talking. I think I work hard. Dude, you guys work your tails off on these boats. It's not all fun and games. You're not laying out in the sun. I mean, you're working 24 hours of that.
Yeah.
But it's good money, though, too, Adam. Tell him. It's good money.
Man, the money's incredible. It's ridiculous. And it's also embarrassing, too, because, like, on that boat I was saying earlier about Croatia and whatnot, you know, there was a guy from New Zealand. He'd been to school for, like, 14 years to be this amazing engineer. And I made more from him. I mean, we used to finish the case of beer on the way to work Saturday morning from Friday night. And I go, you know, flip noodles and feel worthy. And then I thought about it, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. I was like, he could do a bunch of shit I can't do, but I could do some shit he can't do, you know. And we're paid for it. And to be able
but
to
for
cook
all
my,
the days,
my
but for all the days you're gonna have where you're just making noodles and doing that, you're gonna have another few days where you're making dinner for 40 people and everything has to be perfect.
Yeah, and they told me that they wanted it 2 hours ago. Like, oh, yeah, we're going to have a few people on board. They'll be here in about 2 hours. Like 40 people, you know, whatever. And you know, we pull it off. You know, we do what we do. We do what we were born to do. And we cook the food and we get it out. And nobody knows, you know, nobody knows that there wasn't an onion in their meal at all, or that we were out of something else.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I had to make mayonnaise on the fly, you know, or something.
That's awesome. This is a good dude, man. I, this guy is awesome, man. This guy is awesome. I dig his story. I dig where he came from. And, you know, part of the fun part about doing this program is getting to meet cool people like yourself, Adam, but having to tolerate individuals like Chef Kevin Levine here. I'm totally kidding. I love you, buddy. You know that. I think you're awesome. And I was putting you – hey, I was putting you over and talking good about you before you were on the phone. You know that.
I know. Dude, Adam, you do need to check out Station Head.
Yep. Yeah, we're not doing a commercial for Station Head. They're not paying for it. I tell you what, who we are going to do a little spot for And we'll keep Kevin on the phone because listen, why not, man? Because right now it's time. If I can steal a few more minutes of your time, Adam, I know we're running low on time. What do we got? We got 24 minutes before they kick me off.
I got all the time.
My man. So check it out. We always do a news story here on the program. We call it the Off the Block series, brought to you by Hot Blocks Cutting Boards. Check out hotblocks.com for the most amazing cutting boards you can find on the planet. These things are amazing. I can vouch for them. Adam, you can vouch for them too, can't you?
Absolutely, man. They're incredible. Absolutely amazing.
I mean, they're amazing. Yeah. The guy who makes them is kind of a douche, but they are amazing cutting boards. I'm just kidding. Hot Blocks cutting boards.
Still smiling.
I tell you what.
You know what it is? Dude, hold on. You just gotta laugh. I mean, it's like you can insult somebody and it's just so funny.
Yeah, but don't let anybody else do it. Don't let anybody else do it.
No.
You know, that's the thing about chefs.
Nobody else.
Listen, I know my man, and Adam, you'll vouch here. I know he catches some flack sometimes on Instagram, but you heard him just talking a minute ago right there about his business, which is packed every fucking night. You know, he's like, listen, yeah, we working with the local marina and doing, you know, bringing the guys in. Like, that's fucking smart. Like, that's amazingly brilliant for where he's at. And, you know, I don't think my man Kevin gets enough credit for that shit. That's fucking, he's a good business guy. And that's awesome.
You know, a couple weeks ago, I heard on Instagram, he's like, yeah. He's like, I sent everybody home. I cooked the line myself tonight. I'm like, you're kidding. And yeah, I'm sure there was 100 covers. And he's like, octopus in there, you know?
That's what he does, man. That's what he does. He's in a vacation spot, dude, which even on the off season, he's still packed, which, I mean, that says the world right there. The man's been there for 9 years. If you don't like Chef's Couture, go fuck yourself. You're an idiot and know nothing about this business. Yeah. I'm serious. It pisses me off. It pisses me off. How are you going to fucking criticize a guy who has his own – dude, I had this conversation. You weren't even here. I had this conversation with somebody recently. How in the world would you criticize a gentleman who has his own restaurant, who's been in business for 9 years, and he's fucking successful business and kicking ass, yet people are going to yell at him and make fun of him while they go back and line cook at some shit-ass restaurant in New York City? Go fuck yourself. You have no idea what you're talking about. Yep. There you go. I got your back, dog. Now go fuck yourself.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Hey, check it out. Off the block right now, we're talking news stories, local stories coming out here across the country. Off the Block series from Hot Blocks Cutting Boards. Make sure you check them out if you haven't yet. Amazing story came out this week from our friends over at Up Rocks. Do you guys know that we individually every month, each person on average throws away 20 pounds of food? How fucked up is that?
20 pounds?
20 pounds of food we throw out. Now, I did a segment on TV last week, about food trends. And one of the big food trends coming out right now is taking food that is normally thrown out and using it again for something, whether it's even going as something as bar food-ish as taking, you know, peelings from potatoes, roasting them off in the oven, salting them up, and then putting toppings on like potato skins, to even doing what our friends here in Ventura, California are doing, where they're taking scraps from strawberries, gentlemen, and distilling vodka out of it. Check the story out. Listen up.
Did you know that 40% of food produced in the United States goes to waste? That's 20 pounds of food per person per month.
I'm heading to Ventura to meet my old college buddy, Henry, whose company is finding new and creative ways to tackle this issue.
Hey, I'm Ben Weaver, and this is Up Rocks Reports.
Nobody has ever made a vodka that's distilled from strawberries before. The reason they haven't is strawberries are too expensive to buy at retail for that use. By tapping into what's basically a waste stream for strawberries, we're diverting that waste, but we're also making something that nobody else has been able to make.
We really kind of get turned on by opportunities when there are fruits or other distilling materials that would otherwise go to waste.
As a farmer who is trying to make the most out of the crops that we grow, we're always looking to value add at every stage in the process. It's an ongoing puzzle of trying to link up different outputs and inputs of a nutrient stream.
We launched the company with three products. There was a vodka distilled from strawberries. There was an eau de vie, a spirit from prickly pears, and a botanical gin.
We use a lot of native plants, native botanicals in our gin. We're thinking about the impacts of the agricultural system. We're trying to insert ourselves into the fabric of the agricultural system.
That's why we try to shy away from the concept of waste, because it just needs to be revisualized in its next stage of a life cycle.
There tends always to be a cost to production. And to me, a sort of holy grail is the idea of conservation as a consequence of production.
So what's the favorite spirit that you distill?
Kind of like asking you to choose your favorite child. I probably drink the gin most. You know, I try to have a little bit with breakfast every morning.
You got to love a guy who wants to have gin with breakfast every morning. Now, one of the things you can't see on this, because obviously it comes from a video from our friends over at Up Rocks, but they are using grade C and D strawberries that can't be packaged and are generally thrown out by the farmers, which is crazy talk. But they throw them out because they can't sell them. So instead of throwing them out now, these gentlemen here in Ventura, California, who have had this a spirit company, are buying them for an incredibly low price and making a vodka out of them. How cool is that, man? That's fucking amazing. I can't believe no one's thought of that yet.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. I mean,
that was genius. Thank you, Sean. Yeah, it's good.
I'm just speechless. I mean, that's pretty dope.
I was kind of daydreaming there about drinking some kind of strawberry, what are those things called?
Fucking straight up strawberry vodka.
Exactly. Made what, Bartles and James?
fucking wine coolers.
Dude,
how delicious
this is. With blueberries and raspberries. And.
Well, they're also doing it with herbs. So they're making their gin out of, they have a sage gin that's made from sage and obviously juniper, but the sage is that they can't sell in the store. Because it has a little bruise here and there, and you guys know the chefs, like, doesn't mean it's bad, you know, it just has a little bruise here and there, and they're making these amazing spirits out of it, and becoming, what's happening here in 2017, late 2016, is that one of the new food trends is to use food waste to repurpose to actual food, and there's people who are actually taking food waste now, not this story, but other news story, we talked about a couple weeks ago, and they're using it to make vegetarian burgers out of, which I think is a fucking genius idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Why would you want to waste a real carrot on a vegetarian burger? I don't know.
Right. I think we should save a lot of the time and just make burgers out of vegetarians. That's what I think we should do.
There you go.
I just saw a recipe actually for it was a vegetarian burger with like day-old brown rice and like all these vegetables, and I was like,
"Well, veggie burgers." Yeah. Well, there you go.
You knew who's killing, but you knew who's killing it with the veggie burgers is our good friend Patrick Clark, Chef Beef.
Oh yeah, dude, he's crushing it, right?
He's one of the guys. Dude, I wrote down a bunch of chefs on my paper here to try and talk about here on the show. But he, man, he is killing it.
Dude, his vegetarian cuisine is unbelievable.
And no doubt, I'm gonna give you a chance to shout those guys out. But I gotta uphold my end of the bargain here. And there you go. That's what's off the block from our friends over at Hot Blocks Cutting Boards. That's a news story. It's trending this week. You like that, right? Yeah, that's a segue. Professional broadcaster, sir. That's a story that's trending this week from our friends over at Hot Blocks Cutting Boards. Check them out at hotblocks.com. Some of the best cutting boards on the planet. Listen, they have – how'd the Economy Series boards go? Do we have any of those left? Should I keep talking about them or no?
We've actually, since we launched, it's been a week and a half, and we sold 17 of them.
All right, so I should probably not talk about that.
No, you can keep pushing them. That's no problem.
There you go. Chef will make you a cutting board for $9. A $9 Hoplox cutting board to your door.
$9.
It's going to be amazing. Chef will hand deliver it. It's going to be awesome. He'll also send you a picture of his cock. So you get a cutting board and a cock pick all in one shot. What an amazing deal.
For
Adam, what
$9,
do you think about that?
But wait, there's more.
Wait, there's more. Look, he's got an amazing deal on those boards. Make sure you check him out. I think it's $49 shipped, right, Chef?
$49 shipped.
There you go. An amazing cutting board from Hoplox. Make sure you check those guys out. And if you haven't done so yet, of course, Chef Spoons on Instagram. And, of course, chefspoons.com. I'm going to place my order here very, very shortly. Looking forward to it. But we also got to do one more segment, you guys. And I'll keep Skittori's on if Adam says it's okay. Can we keep Kevin on, Chef? Is that cool?
Sure. All
right.
You can't say a word. Well, all you can do is laugh.
that's the point. That's the whole point, man. So we're going to play a little game called What Did You Learn? And What Did You Learn is brought to you by my good friends over at Ergo Chef Cutlery, the new shape of knives. That'll reshape how you think about knives. And we're going to reshape your brain with what we learned tonight. Because this program, we educate people, gentlemen. That's what we do on this program. Make sure you check out ErgoChefKnives.com. And, of course, use promo code PLUM15 off to get a great deal on an amazing knife. And listen, this little bullshit. Adam, I don't know if you met the guys over at in Chicago, but I use these knives every day. They're phenomenal. Like I have amazing. I use them every day. They're awesome. I have three knives that I use. The same one. It's awesome. And I gotta get Skittori's one, my man Kevin, because these are great fucking knives.
Yeah, I gotta try one.
That sounds.
I'm gonna set that up.
Strangely enough, the guys that brought me into the show, company called Chroma USA, they're also doing knives. Really, really nice ones. But the guys from Ergo did come over and say these guys. And a good bunch of guys for sure.
Good people, man. Good people. Knives, they are a local company here by me. And we have a pop-up dinner coming up April 1st. Thanks for the segue, Chef. April 1st here. The dinner is pretty much sold out. But if you jump in there, send me a message. We'll get you in. It's going to be awesome. The menu is on my Instagram page. Check it out because I'm showing off a little bit. And I'm not lying, gentlemen. I'm trying to show off. That's what we do at pop-up dinners. You're supposed to, right?
Yeah, you got to show off.
There you go. So here you go. We're going to play a quick round of What You Learned, brought to you by Ergo Chef Knives. Tonight, gentlemen, I learned that working on a yacht has no budget when it comes to food costs. I learned that. No budget whatsoever. You can order whatever you want. He probably could have added some hookers on there out in Thailand if you wanted to, and no one would ever pay attention.
I have no comment on that.
I knew it. I knew it. I was a fucker. There is not a chef. It's not a filth bag on the planet. We're fucking filthy people. All right, Adam, tell me something. You learned something tonight, man. It was a very educational program. What'd you learn?
I learned so much. I did learn, man, the whole strawberry vodka thing and the reusing and the taking the scraps. 20 pounds of food per month? It's ridiculous. Crazy. I mean, we definitely, you know, as a planet, we need to just cook less, be more healthy, eat the right foods, you know? Yeah. Or at least if you're going to make too much, then go give it to a shelter or give it to a family that needs it or just don't throw it away. You know, use good, you know, the in and the out and the hygiene and make your food nice. Don't give people some crap, you know, but something that's about to rot off. But you could just be a nicer person and cook a little extra and give it to your neighbor or something. I don't know.
Wow, look at you. You're trying to feed people for free now. Look at him, huh? How about that? All right, Kevin, Chef, you've been on here all night checking the show out, listening. What do you think, man? You had to learn something. This is a very educational program.
Absolutely. I learned our good friend Adam over at Chef Spoons, chefspoons.com is not only an amazing, you like that segue?
It was nice.
Okay. Not only is he an amazing spoon builder, but he started his career making sushi.
And there you go, right?
Passion, yeah. And his cuisine of choice is Asian food, and that's like dope as fuck.
That's
so he
it right
knows
there. That's
what
why.
He's talking about, everybody.
That's why he likes some Thailand hookers. There you go, right there. He put him on the client's credit card. Nothing wrong with that.
Better call it Bangkok for no reason, you know?
Oh, shit. Ba-boom. She'll be here all week, folks. First show's different than second. There you go. Try the veal. Tip your waitress. Look here. Make sure, listen, this has been a fun show, man. I really enjoyed this conversation. Adam, you have an open door policy here, brother. You want to come on, you let me know. You want to promote something, you let me know. We'll make it happen. You want to do a giveaway, we'll make it happen. Whatever you want to do, bro. You're awesome. I look forward to hanging out with you in person at some point in time. There's a good chance I'll be in Texas, but we're not going to talk about that yet. So I look forward to it, man. I wish you all the success in the world. Make sure you check out chefspoons.com and at chef_spoons. That's my brother from the underscore mother. I just made that shit up, right? Because I'm at chef_plum. You're at chef_spoons. I love it. Dude, thank you so much for your time tonight, bro.
Thank you for having me. It's been awesome. Totally awesome.
Easy, right? Just a fucking conversation. That's all it is, dude.
Even if I'm doing the closet of my hotel.
There you go. Hey, you got my cell, brother. You save that shit into your phone, man. I'll talk to you on soon down the road. I'm going to place an order here very shortly, probably tomorrow. Probably not tonight because I've had a lot of beer, but tomorrow. And, of course, I'm going to send you a link for Station Head, too, dog. You got to sign up for it, all right?
Yes, sir. Kevin, take it easy, man.
It costs you nothing.
Have a good trip back home, man. Be safe.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it.
Be safe. All right. My man, there he goes. That's Adam from Chefspoons. What a cool fucking guy, man. I really like that guy.
Dude, he is so down to earth. I mean, we talk probably like twice a week. And I mean, I didn't realize, it's crazy because we've been talking for so long now. And I didn't realize, I mean, I knew he had been in the business, but I didn't know his level in the business. And dude, the guy knows what he's doing when he designed these spoons. I mean, they
sound great. I don't have any of the spoons. I'm going to get some. I'm going to send them one. I'm going to use my whole hashtag catertain. That's my next marketing thing I'm going to do. And I'm going to have them put it on the spoon for me. They sound awesome. And what a great guy. We got to make sure we support guys like this who are entrepreneurs who come from our world. And, you know, much like our friends over at Hoplox, I tell you what, Adam is a great guy. Love the conversation with him. Thank you for the introduction, brother. And I really, truly appreciate that. We're going to be live. Chef, what are you doing? Are you at home or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm home.
All right, we're going to go live on Station Head here in about 10 minutes. You down?
I'm down. Let's do it.
Let's make sure that shit happens. If you want to get down with Station Head, reach out to myself on them Instagrams. I have a couple of codes left. I can pass them out to you. I just reached out to our friends. Yeah, they can send you more. You let me know if you need more. I'll make sure Jace threw some over to you. You see the article today came out. It was phenomenal. Talks all about the app. It's great.
I was
making babies. I know.
Too much of that.
Yeah, you were getting that booty today. I'm with it. It's fine, dude. No judgment here. I got our good friend Cody Barber from Industry is now signed up. He is on board. He is a part of Station Head. Chris Kyler from Food Network Star fame and all the other Food Network shows, he's going to be a part of it. Omar, our man Culinary Harassment, is now a part of it officially as well. There's a whole lot of things happening. Make sure you check out Station Head. If you want to get on board with it, it's not public yet. Shoot myself or our buddy Chef Scatores on Instagram a message and let us know. We're happy to get you involved with it because it's a great app. Dude, you're like a co-host now. What are you doing? Are you trying to get a job? What's wrong? What's with you?
I love it, man. I love listening to you. I love laughing. You make everybody laugh, and
that's the plan, man. I love it. And you and I are gonna make some plans this summer, brother. That's gonna happen. And listen,
dude,
hey,
you know what?
Just so you know,
go ahead.
No, you go first. Go ahead.
I feel like what was that show? It was on late night. And the co-host was like this short, fat guy. What was his name?
Conan O'Brien, where he had
Conan O'Brien. What was?
Yeah,
you're Conan, and I'm the wannabe host.
Yeah, but he was good too. They made a great great team. They were funny.
I know, absolutely. I think that's why
I forgot to touch on something. Yeah, why not? Bring him on. Okay. I don't care. It's my show. I do what the fuck I want. If I want to have Kevin Levine on, I'll have him on. I don't give a fuck. Everybody can kiss
my
ass. hey, I forgot to talk about something. He helped me spend 30 seconds on something. I was going to bring up food and wine festivals. And I'm going to tell you why I was going to bring them up. The Greenwich Food and Wine Festival is coming up here locally in the tri-state area.
And I hate the event. I turn down the event every year. They ask me to come. I turn it down. And I'm going to tell you why I turn it down, Chef. Do you mind letting me get on my soapbox for 10 seconds?
Yeah, do it. Do it.
Bro, they throw this event, and they bring these Food Network people in, and these motherfucking Food Network people are treated like gods at this festival. However, all the local chefs who are a part of it, who are slaving away, doing demos, letting people taste their food, are treated like shit. They make some of these local chefs, number one, who can't talk. Number two, have no idea what the fuck they're doing. They're great cooks, great people, amazing guys to have beers with. They are not hosts. They make them interview these Food Network people, therefore putting them on a pedestal. And I'm going to be honest with you, it pisses me off to no extent. And that's why I will never, ever, ever be a part of the Greenwich Food and Wine Festival presented by Serendipity Magazine. Go fuck yourselves. Get on board. Be real. Support your local guys and kiss my fucking ass. I'm done with it.
Love it.
It's annoying.
Love it.
Support your local guys. Dude, stop treating motherfuckers from California like they're the shit. Support the guys that are here. Kiss my ass. Oh,
I love it. I love it.
It pisses me off. I hate that every year, brother. They ask me to come. They're like, "Oh, you would have come?" No, fuck you. Don't put me in front of Jeffrey Zakarian and ask me to be nice to him. He's a fucking cocksucker. I live in Newtown, Connecticut. We did a fundraiser for Newtown. You know what happened here, Chef, right?
What's that?
In Newtown, you know what happened here. We had the guy shoot the school up with the kids and where I live, right?
Oh, yeah,
I
got running out of time. Absolutely.
I got to make it quick. We did a fundraiser for the Sandy Hook Promise here. We asked Chef Jeff Zakarian to be a part of it. He told us to go fuck ourselves. He wanted nothing to do with it. How the fuck are you going to do that and then come back here?
Yeah, no way.
Kiss my ass. Go fuck yourself.
No way.
I busted my ass for that charity, and I will continue to do so. But you, because you live in New York City, dude, I will fucking destroy you. I will crush you. I will triangle choke you out in front of everybody. All right, I'm done. Listen, in the meantime and in between time, that's my man, Chef Katoris. My name is Chef Plum. Make sure you check him out on Instagram. Check me out on Instagram. We're going to go live here on Station Head in a few minutes. We hope to see you there. If you want to be a part of it, make sure you get in there. And speaking of Station Head, next week, guess who the guest is next week, brother?
Who's the guest?
We got Jace coming on. Jace K, one of the co-founders of Station Head, to talk about how this app is going to change social media. And I look forward to having that conversation. Nice. I told him it's going to be the first real interview he's done.
No.
That's what I'm talking about.
Underscore Plum.
That's right, my bitches. You better recognize that shit. Hey, listen, the interview that came out today, he told them, the interview that came out today in Musical Magazine or whatever, he tried to end it by saying, make sure you follow Chef underscore Plum. Had they printed that, I would have lost my mind. It's so-
Dude, I love
there
it.
There you go. I got the 90-second warning going off in my ear. Chef, any final thoughts? Give me something. You got 10 seconds. Go.
Drop the mic.
All right, there you go. Hey, check it out. My name is Chef Plum. We're going to be back here next week. Thank you for checking out Plum Love Foods Live. That's my man, Chef Katoris, apparently my new co-host. Ladies and gentlemen, food is one of the most important things that we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Make sure you give it the time that it deserves. And we'll see you guys next week. Appreciate it, brother. Have yourself a great night.
Later.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees. I came to play.